There's a lot of discussion about what the Homerton would be like, and I remember there was Surgeon John Cowstree, who became Lord Mayor of London, who said he said to me, "They will never build a hospital as good as the brickwork here. Look at that," and he pointed to the some of the old Victorian brickwork. He said, "They'll never produce as good a building as that." And Homerton won a prize from the REBA, the I forget what it's the Architectural Association, for being the best brick building of the year, or of the and it won several architectural awards. And because it was small and only on two stories, and people could relate to it, it was considered an inferior sort of building by a lot of people. But it got natural lighting and natural ventilation for the vast majority of the rooms, and I thought it was very much better. The design wasn't nearly as good to start with, and then they introduced new fire regulations. And you know what the ward's like at Homerton? They're L-shaped. And the reason was that they had to be able to evacuate patients from both ends of the ward. You couldn't just have one way in. So they produced this specification that you had to be able to evacuate patients from both ends of a ward. And with the L-shaped wards, you got the quadrangles and things, and it was a much better design, and so much better than Newham, which was the first of the hospitals of that type.